Rave DAO wallets dumped 23M tokens, knocking Rave. Another 35% on-chain analyst, Wu Blockchain, flagged a fresh sequence of Rave DAO-linked sales shortly after midnight UTC on April 20, 2026. Wallets connected to the project moved approximately 23 million Rave in a short window, and the token dropped roughly 35% on the immediate trade flow. The signal appeared in a Wu Blockchain post on X. This drop stacks on top of yesterday's move. Rave fell about 88% on April 19 after ZacXBT plus Binance and BitChit disclosed parallel investigations into the project. The additional 35% haircut comes from what the signal identifies as insider-controlled wallets, which moves this from a market reaction story to a liquidation by the team story. At the time of writing, broader crypto is weak but not panicked. BTC sits at $74,100, 2.2% on the day, and ETH there at $2,071, 3.5% per coin market cap. Fear and greed reads 50 neutral. The sell-off in Rave is not market-driven. It is project-driven. The 23 million token move, the Wu Blockchain post, gives three data points. The volume, about 23 million Rave. The source, Rave DAO linked addresses. And the price impact, roughly 35% short-term. None of those figures reveal what share of circulating supply 23 million represents, what the wallet's total holdings look like, or whether more tokens can still be moved. The source is a single on-chain summary. Readers should treat it as preliminary. The part that matters is the clustering. Linked addresses means wallets that on-chain sleuths can tie to the project team or early investors. When multiple such wallets move in sync inside a narrow window, the pattern rarely reads as accidental. What Rave DAO linked means on-chain labels like project linked or team linked show up often in post-incident threads, but they carry technical meaning. Analysts usually derive them from some combination of early funding transactions from a project's seed or treasury contract, airdrop or team allocation contracts that distributed tokens on launch. Behavioral clustering, where wallets consistently send or receive at the same time with matching amounts. Labels from commercial tools like Arkham, Nansen, or Chainalysis. Without the full address list, the label is a summary. With the address list, it is a graph that other analysts can verify. The Wu Blockchain post did not publish the underlying wallet map alongside the signal above. The sequence has compressed into under 48 hours. Assemble the timeline. April 19th, midday UTC. ZacXBT, Binance, and BitJet disclose investigations into Rave. Token falls about 88% in 24 hours. April 20, shortly after midnight UTC. Rave DAO linked wallets sell about 23 million Rave. Token drops another 35%. That is two distinct selling events inside the same two-day window. The first was market-led after retail saw exchange and investigator flags and raced to exit. The second is insider-led, happening after the first leg down and into a market already scarred from the earlier move. Projects under active investigation that continue to see insider outflows after public warnings rarely recover. The base case for holders is further drawdowns if more linked wallets move. How exit patterns read on-chain. For readers who track this kind of sequence, a few signals help separate a true project exit from a reactionary move by an unrelated holder. Matching send patterns. Several wallets send similar amounts to the same handful of exchange deposit addresses within minutes of each other. Deposit then sale. Tokens land on a centralized exchange and get offloaded against the order book quickly, rather than being held, bridged, or parked in a liquidity pool, timing around bad news. Moves that happen after public flags, but before an official project statement, as happened here. If the Rave DAO case ticks those three, the label insider dump will hold up in later analysis. If the moves came from addresses that are tagged as team linked, but were actually controlled by a separate counterparty, the label may soften. For now, the on-chain signal and the 35% price reaction are what the market has. Why same-day project responses almost never land. Notice what has not happened yet. There is no Rave DAO statement. There is no on-record explanation of why 23 million tokens moved from wallets that credible observers tie to the project. There is no third-party attestation that the wallets in question are not team-controlled. Each hour of silence is itself a data point. Exchanges that are running parallel investigations, as Binance and BitGet are, will usually wait for the project team to respond before escalating to a formal delisting. When there is no response, the escalation happens anyway, and the token loses the last of its listed venues.